It's 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Texas Supreme Court has blocked a judge's order allowing a woman to have an abortion.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton making an emergency appeal to the Texas Supreme Court to prevent Dallas mother Kate Cox from having the abortion that an Austin judge authorized on Thursday. Paxton's filing with the court saying each hour the temporary restraining order remains in place is an hour plaintiffs believe themselves free to procure an elective abortion. Cox's attorney, Molly Duane.
They don't care whether people live or die as long as they are forced to give birth.
Paxton also threatened criminal liability for any hospital and doctor performing the abortion. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Doctors say the fetus won't survive outside the womb. The United States was alone among the 15 members of the UN Security Council in casting a no vote yesterday on a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The BBC's Hugo Bachega in Jerusalem.
American officials sharing the view of the Israelis that any kind of pausing hostilities right now, a ceasefire, would only benefit Hamas, that Hamas would have time to regroup and carry out more attacks against Israel.
Friday's vote came after UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres invoked Article 99, last used more than 50 years ago, to warn that international peace and security is threatened by events in Gaza. A teenaged Michigan school shooter is going to prison for the rest of his life.
Relatives of students gunned down at Oxford High School and some who survived gave impact statements. Kylie Osage says she thought she heard a balloon pop and fell to the ground.
And I realized what had just happened. I was just shot, and I thought I was going to die.
Ethan Crumbly, who pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and terrorism charges, tells the court,
I am a really bad person. I have done terrible things that no one should ever do.
The 17-year-old has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Turns out getting kicked out of Congress can be profitable.
Remember George Santos? He was given the old heave-ho from the House of Representatives just a few days back. Well, guess what?
I will have made more money in 7 days than I would have made an entire year in Congress.
He's making personalized messages on the video sharing platform Cameo for $500 a pop. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Actor Ryan O'Neill has died.
Jenny, I'm sorry.
Don't. Love means never having to say you're sorry.
He was nominated for an Oscar for his performance in Love Story, his son Patrick O'Neill said on Instagram. His father died yesterday. Ryan O'Neill was 82. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy today with a chance for rain becoming mixed precipitation. High of 41. Winds out of the west 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight 25. Overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 39.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30 where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30 right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.